welcome you to the call this evening. Tonight, I'd love to introduce my dear, dear friends and cohorts in business for over 35 years, Rich Miley from Portland, Oregon, and Carol Lowenstein from the mountains, as Tatanka was talking, in California. These two people are probably some of the most experienced and professional network marketing people in our industry, and they have converted to Manatech to really win the hearts of individuals who care about children and making a difference in the lives of children. So this evening, we're going to talk a little bit about how to introduce yourself, get conversations started, and, you know, ways that we make the connection to introduce them to what we're doing in Manatech. Our call typically runs just about 30 minutes. We'd like to keep it to that, and we invite you all to take notes. If you have questions at the end of the call, that's great. You're welcome to speak up at that time. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get started with Rich. Rich is a professional businessman down in Portland, Oregon, has been for over 35 years that I'm aware of, has been working with individuals, and he and his wife are the reason that I came to Manatech, because of their results with these products, but also because of their expertise in helping and make a difference in helping me make a difference in the lives of so many other people. So I want to invite you, Rich, to go ahead and get started this evening. I think you're going to be sharing a little bit about connecting and making that initial connection with people.
Marcia? Rich just fell off. Rich just fell off the call. He's going to call right back in.
Okay. All right. Well, Carol, are you ready to start, or would you like to just wait 1 second for Rich?
Sure. I'm fine. Hold on just a second. Okay. Yes, I'm happy.
Well, let me introduce you first, Carol.
All right.
Carol and I have known each other since our babies were babies, which now means I have a 38-year-old, my oldest girl, and we've been working together pretty much ever since that time. It's an unbelievable pleasure to have her share her expertise in the field of health and nutrition as well as business-building skills. And, Carol, we just want to invite you to take it away and go ahead and get started.
Great. Thank you so much, Marcia. It has been an awesome pleasure. We started very green in this, and the skills that I'm going to talk about tonight are ones that I grew over a long period of time. But doesn't have to take a long time. It takes a decision to do the work. So and it is wonderful to have a partner to do it with, or at least to check in with, so that you stay on track, I'll tell you that. Well, I made the decision today, the last week when we picked our topic, that I was going to share some of my own experience initiating calls, that the experience that happened from the time we made the plan to the call tonight. And so I want to share with you some of the key ideas about initiating conversations and what happened for me today. So today I had blocked off this afternoon, because this morning was crazy, some time, about 3 solid hours for making calls. I had a stack of names and numbers. I had a list of names and phone numbers, and also a stack of cards that I made from people that I met. So I just want to say one quick thing about that. It's really important to have a long list. Now, some people say, do I know anybody? if some people think if you know a lot of people, then you can have a ton of success, and if you don't know that many people, then you can't. Well, I would say here's the deal. We think. You don't have to know people well to call them. So I had a variety of people on my list, people that I knew well, people that I had just met, boom, really quickly, but they impressed me. They seemed like somebody I'd like to possibly work with. And but here's the thing. If you put on your list 4, 5, or 10 people, and that's the length of your list, then your business may not go very far. I'll tell you, in the history of my business, I've spoken to, initiated conversations with hundreds of people, because I'm looking for people who will say yes. And you have to know that some people will and some people won't say yes. In fact, a lot of people might not say yes. So that's fine with me. That's another principle. And I mentioned it last week. So you'll get yeses and nos, and you have to make it that either one of those answers is totally fine with you, because we're looking for the people that will say yes to us. So today, I'll just say some of the things that happened for me. I called a number of people. I set one appointment. I had one appointment. We had a kind of a spontaneous, I got a spontaneous call and was able to show up and meet with somebody today. I had 9 messages, so 9 people didn't answer the phone, and I had 2 great conversations.
Hello.
Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm here.
Hello?
But I don't hear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Carol just dropped off. I can hear her talking in the next room, but she dropped off. Hold on.
Yeah, I can.
Marcia,
I can,
you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Joan, but I lost Carol, too.
Yeah. Marcia, are you there?
I don't know what happened. I'm going to go find her.
Okay.
Does someone have a second phone and they can call Rich or somebody? Or Pam?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on. I dropped
the host
off.
Has joined the conference.
Are we back?
We are back. I'm sorry. I had someone call me, and I tried to decline the call, and it disconnected me. And they were on hold trying to get into our call. So okay. Is everyone back? Hello?
Pam's back. Joan, are you still there?
Is everyone still back on the call? Okay.
Yeah, Joan is still here.
Okay, great.
And Sue's here now.
Okay, wonderful. So, folks, if you are waiting on hold. Oh, I have to get Marcia back onto the call. If you happen to be waiting on hold,
I need to fake this.
Then dial in. If you're hearing music, dial back in and put your call, your code in. Here. So I need to get our host back again. Rich, maybe you can talk while I get Marcia.
Yeah, I'm just got back on, so
okay.
I don't know how I got kicked off or dropped, but at any rate, you know, one of the most important things about, you know, talking to people is being yourself. And so even though we have a new social entrepreneur model that we're embracing, we still got to feel comfortable with ourselves and what we're saying. So again, I usually initiate conversations, and I talked a little bit about this, FFORMC last week, which basically is, you know, asking questions, you know, and the first one is where you're from, the second one is your family, third is your occupation, fourth is what do you do for recreation, and then motivation. You get in a conversation, you'll find out what people's motivation is, what they're passionate about, and then build a bridge to common interest. And you do that by asking questions. And so, you know, the last couple of days, I've been in conversation with lots of people. When it comes to M5M, or when they ask me what I do, I basically I ask them the question, have you ever heard of social entrepreneurship? And most of them are not familiar with that. So I explained social entrepreneurship a little bit. It's basically a new 21st century business model that identifies a global problem. And then what the company does is basically hitch their wagon to it. And Minitech identified malnutrition, childhood malnutrition, as their global problem. And so we're linking 5 million consumers to 5 million kids. And so I start a conversation around that. And the other thing I'll ask them is, you know, questions about their job or what they do. What do they like best about their job? What do they like least about it? What I'm looking for is dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction in their work environment, their hours that they work, you know, who they work with, you know, is there too much money left over or too much month left over at the end of the money? What you do is you identify and relate to people. And when you have an opportunity to talk, then you bring in the social entrepreneur thing and the M5M. But people don't really care what you're into until they know, you know, that you care about them. So you've got to build rapport. And it takes a period of time to do that. Now, if you already have the rapport and you're talking to people that are already in Manitech, that's a different story. Then you can launch into, you know, we've adopted and embraced this new social entrepreneur model. And it's a new day in Manitech. So it depends on who it is you're talking to. So last night, for example, I was, you know, at a restaurant, and I got the conversation going with Andrew, and we began to talk a little bit, and I said, well, how long you been working here? And he says, well, I've been here about a year. I said, he says, I'm just helping out a friend here. And I said, well, what'd you do before that? He had just graduated from college with a marketing degree. And he said, well, you know, people don't really want to pay you anything today. And I said, that's right. You know, nobody can pay you what you're really worth anyway. So as a result of that conversation, we now have an appointment set up. So it's a step-by-step process. And opportunities, again, are around you all the time. Just we've got to get into dialogue and ask questions with people. And the more we do that, the more comfortable with it. And, you know, I don't know a stranger. So you got to open up conversations and get comfortable just being yourself. And you have something tremendous to offer people, but you got to build a rapport with the person you're talking to before you can launch into what it is you're doing. So, Carol, are you back, or are we back online?
I'm back. I am, and I was going to share here, if that's possible, just a real quick story of how I opened a conversation today. This is Marcia, and I went in for a facial today, and the lady was commenting on my skin, and I just made a comment that I've pretty much taken care of my skin for as long as I can remember, since I was in my early 20s, with natural, no chemical products. and that I, you know, really love what I'm using. And she said, well, sure does show. It, you know, your skin looks incredible. And I offered her, I said, you know, I'm going to our company's convention. Our company operates around making a difference in the lives of malnourished children around the world. Every product produced by our company actually supplies nutrition for a child, a malnourished child, whether it's in this country or another, as a match donation, you might say, for the people who are taking care of their health in the United States. We are also making a difference in the life of another child. And she was actually really interested. And I said, she said, how do I get it? You know, how can I get the product? And I said, you know, well, you can get it through me, but what I'd really like to do is bring back, I'm going to the convention, it's in a month away, but I said, I'll bring back some information and samples, but I'd really love to introduce it to your salon. And the way I would like to do that is if we would have a, you know, an introductory party where it would introduce all of your clients. We could pass out the flyers, you know, from now until November, you know, somewhere around the November 15th time. And between now and then, create an interest where people will start asking and come and attend that presentation where they can learn about the skincare that you will be carrying in the salon. I just work completely from a positive expectancy. I think that's the best way to describe it. In my conversation, in my words, it's all about moving to the next, you know, I'll say creating a vision for them, for their salon. She was completely all the way through agreeing with me, and by the end of my facial, which, of course, you don't talk a whole lot once the facial gets started, but she and her partner, the owner of the salon, were willing and ready to start working towards having a salon presentation, introduce people to these skincare products. They both acknowledge my, you know, I'll say pretty skin, you know, healthy skin, really. And I talked about the nutrition working from the inside out because they asked me, you know, are somebody on the call, Carol, I think just said, you know, do you have hair products? Or maybe that was on an earlier call this afternoon with Sue. Anyway, we do have products that affect hair and skin, but it's from the nutrition inside out. So that's my, you know, my introduction today and some of the words that I use. Carol, are you on? Did you want to pick up from where you got dropped off?
Sure. I'll share another couple of things. I know we have some other people to share, so I'll make mine a little bit short. So one of the things that I do when I'm calling someone that I may have met for a short time, like the woman that I spoke with today, one of the people that I spoke with, I had been in a natural vision correcting workshop for a weekend. It was amazing. And so one of the things that helps to do is bring back the time that you met and you had a conversation. It brings up a sense of energy of that moment that you connected. And there is, you know, I always feel like there's a reason that we meet the people that we meet, a deeper reason. So, you know, I would say, hey, I met you in the vision workshop where we were having a vision workshop with Gloria Ginn, and I was thinking of you and the conversation that we had around your health, and it just you zoomed into my consciousness, and I don't take that lightly, but I wanted to reconnect with you some of the things that I thought about you, and I shared kind of some compliment to her, because I think it's really important to say why someone impressed us, that we would think of them and remember them. And honestly, not very many people get compliments today, but for me, it is a way to reconnect at a deeper level, and in a sense, both of us start to get into the energy of that initial meeting and the possibility of a friendship or a partnership that could move forward. And then I always check and see if it's a good time or if it would be better to set another time. I said, you know, I have something I would love to share with you. I don't know if this is a good time or not, but
So anyway, we just began starting starting the conversation. I just want to say it really is important to these first things help you relax, because you absolutely want to be yourself. You don't want to all of a sudden, when you're calling people, turn into a different person than you are. But that's kind of the thing that happens, because so many people, it may feel uncomfortable. But when you identify where you met, kind of reconnect with that, the energy of that, and give a sincere, true compliment of something that might be a match for, or some skill or a way that they communicated, you're coming from a truly authentic place, and they connect with that. People love to be appreciated. And I think that opens the door, and it lets you be relaxed for something new that you're going to share. And honestly, in the beginning, it may feel really uncomfortable. But the more you make these calls, the more comfortable you'll get, and the more fluid, and you'll bring your passion. And so we'll probably find some times where we can do calls together, and you can hear and listen to us do that. I think that's all I want to say for now, because I don't want to take time away from Sue and Gail. I think Gail may be on the call. So I know they were going to share a little bit as well. So, Marcia, I'm just going to pass it back to you at this moment.
Okay. Sue, are you on the call?
Yes, finally.
Thank you. I'm so glad you made it.
I am, too.
If this is a good time for you, we'd love to hear you share some of the things that have been working for you.
Well, okay. I'd love to. And just start at the beginning, I guess. when Carol first asked me to list the steps that were involved in that welcome home phone call, I thought, well, just do what comes naturally, like inviting a friend to lunch or a movie or join a club. And then I realized that doing what comes naturally has so many nuances, and it really requires pre-planning, which is not my favorite activity. And for those who know me, I love adventure, so I'm not always a planner. But when I know that something's on the line, when it has meaning to me and I want to be successful, then I will prepare for it. So in the process over the years, I found that the most comfortable way for me to plan is to look at calls, like the welcome home phone calls, as though I'm going on a fun trip, usually from coast to coast. I start in the east and I end in the west, or somewhere in between, depending on what my goal is and the time frame. And for these welcome home calls, my immediate time frame, as we mentioned today, is 1 month, the month of October, business period 11. After that, probably the most important thing is to identify one's goal. Without it, I don't think I can decide on a direction, which means I could end up in Timbuktu and never reach my destination. So on a piece of paper next to your phone, always jot down your goal, just a word or two in big letters, so it's in front of you when you make your calls. I know that once I have my goal in mind, which again right now is the Welcome Home campaign, I usually think of the most direct way to get there. That is, unless a short side trip may help me in other ways, like meeting new contacts or gaining some new insight that I may possibly use in the future, but still always with the goal of reaching my destination in time. Now, since some phone calls may only last 5 minutes, personal stuff like side trips should be held to a minimum to be talked about at a later time, perhaps over lunch or at Starbucks. And to keep on point, having a tentative script in view is a good idea. Like a map, the script is a path you can follow, something to either build on or change. And to get in the flow, I mentally go over a practice call with the script in hand. The other day with Carol, I used a suggested script by another Manitecker, and then I tailored it to what would be most appropriate and natural for my first call. And let me backtrack here for a minute. because for me, until I warm up to the process, I make my first two or three calls to people I barely know or from whom I can easily accept, that is, a yes or no. And that relieves me of any pressure of performance. Years ago, we'd even call a name from the phone book to practice. And also years ago, coaches would suggest that before making a call, you vocalize to warm your pipes and hop up and down for energy. And they even suggested making the call before a mirror to keep you smiling. Now, before picking up that 20-pound phone, write down some possible talking points, things you remember about the person. Life, about the family, interests, wants, needs, dreams, wherever you can connect with them with your goal. And then on your roadmap, these points are like the little towns you stop at to enjoy, to eat or rest or sightsee, or sometimes even to repair a tire. The script I followed at first started with a few getting acquainted again words, some small talk to make a connection. So jot down thoughts and words that come to your mind for easy reference when you're talking on the phone. My first call was to a woman I liked, but whom I had not seen in years. And Judy was a naturally friendly person, a people person. So talking with her was easy, and I could feel both of us smiling as we talked. And you know, that's important too. From the minute they pick up the phone, be sure your five senses are working so that you're attuned to what they're thinking and feeling, so you know what to talk about and what to ask about and when to intuitively end the call. You'll find that when you really spark their interest, you'll feel the pull over the wires. It's exciting and a moment to remember, so jot it down for future reference. And during our getting acquainted conversation, Judy offered that since we last talked, she had had several health challenges. I did not drive down that route at that time. Instead, I sincerely told her how sorry I was and then made notes to call or write her later about some products that may make her feel better. This was not the time to take a detour into health, because the Welcome Home campaign was my goal. It was written down in front of me in black and white. Now, back to your the Welcome Home phone call. After checking to see if they have a minute to talk, and you've both been briefly updated on each other's lives, you'll feel a lull. Your friend will be wondering why you called. So it's important that you don't delay it too long. And when you tell your reason for the call, make it a joyous good news reason, something uplifting and exciting so they'll want to hear more. While the original purpose of the call is to tell about Manitech's new Welcome Home program, sometimes it's not the right direction to go at first. For instance, I felt it was too abrupt for Judy. So we did talk briefly about her health challenges and her problems with the trial drug and her pain and a brief encounter with a wheelchair. But then, knowing she was once in cosmetics and growing older but still needing to look young, I told her the exciting news about our revolutionary new skincare being launched in November that could be a godsend to so many people in so many ways. It sparked her interest. In what seemed like less than a minute, Judy said she wanted to try it. She was also thinking of who else might be interested, and she certainly had the contacts from years in the beauty business. She also mentioned that she was active in her church and knew a number of nurses. We made plans for lunch, and when we meet, I'll tell her about the Welcome Home campaign. So after this encouraging experience, I'm looking forward to my next Welcome Home calls. And as Manitechers before have promised us, that 20-pound phone won't seem as heavy anymore. It's just a matter of setting aside time and getting in the flow. Just don't miss the boat. And just think of how exciting it will be when we all make Manitech a household word. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Sharon. Really appreciate it. That's awesome.
You.
Many, many good ideas and suggestions. I think, did you say Gail was going to share on this call as well, Carol?
Gail was not able to make it onto our call tonight, but what Sue shared was magnificent. And I think it's taken our time and taken us to our closure. And it's just, Sue, so grateful to have you be an amazing contributor tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I look forward to having you as a guest again, for sure. And Wednesday, we want to welcome all of you to our Wellness Wednesday call this week. Carol, you want to give a little highlight on our topic for this Wednesday? I believe it's the two products. You go ahead.
Okay, yes. We're speaking on our newest product, Nutriveris, which combines, it's an amazing product, and we're going to have people sharing some of their marvelous experiences with this product. And also we're going to talk about Firm, which is, we use it in one of our little concoctions called Freddy's Mud, but Firm has lots and lots of really powerful uses. So this is going to be a great call on Wednesdays. Please, you know, please feel free to bring people to the call. This is a call for our new customers, our new friends, and just to widen people's awareness. And for people who are just getting started in our business, looking to what am I using and who do I know that might have some great benefits from it. So same time, same station.
Well, thank you, guys. We really appreciate you joining our call and taking the time out of your busy day. And we look forward to having you on Wednesday. Thanks for attending tonight. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.